Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air, which is why a farmer is harvesting corn, and why a train is transporting corn, and why ADM is turning corn into ethanol, a renewable, cleaner-burning fuel. Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air. And lots of us are helping make sure that fresh air is actually fresh. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. It was disappointing to see the bipartisan immigration bill go down in flames. I know there are two sides to this issue, Republicans are divided as well as some Democrats. And I know that some Republicans are against the bill just because Senator Kennedy is for it. And I suspect Senator Harry Reid pulled the bill from consideration because he didn't want President Bush to get any credit. After all, he claims it is Bush's bill. Well, I remember how President Reagan and House Speaker Tip O'Neill used to argue and posture and then come together on bipartisan legislation. Wouldn't it be refreshing to see something like that now? Agriculture needs a bipartisan immigration bill that will ensure that we have labor to do the work, slaughter the hogs, and pick the strawberries. Only immigrants will do that back-breaking work. Of course, we want them to be legal, so go ahead and build the fence and secure the border. Deport the immigrants that are criminals, and let's have a national ID that we can trust when hiring. Along with those steps, we need a humane way of dealing with the 10 million illegals in the United States now. Some have been here for years. Their children are citizens. We don't want to rip families apart. The bill in Congress now does make the illegals pay a fine and meet certain standards to stay and work. Let's face it, this is a mess, and there's no easy answer. I don't think we really know how much hard, dirty, necessary work is being done by immigrants, both legal and illegal. Without them, we'd see our ag industry jobs exported to Mexico and Brazil. They can raise chickens and pigs in Brazil and Argentina, and they could import the meat back to the United States. The ag industry is one of our nation's strengths. Let's protect the resources necessary to keep it that way. It's up to Senator Harry Reid now. Only he can bring the bill back up for consideration. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.